Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pep Talk with Adam Peppers. This is our first official podcast episode, if you will. To be quite honest, I'm a bit new to this, and I will be learning as I go. Tonight's topic was just getting started, and you know, I say getting started because getting started means getting started. You know, I'm getting started learning how to use this equipment, but I'm also getting started in a lot of other areas of my life. My musical ambitions, my professional life, my mental game, every area of my life. Honestly, I'm just getting started in. And you know, when I say just getting started, it means you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, it has that connotation to it. The point being is that, you know, I've recently gone through a lot of traumatic experiences in the past 8 months. And we can even track it further to the past 6 years. I learned a lot. Life was beautiful, but I lost something in the end. And that's taught me to appreciate certain things. The amount of time we have here on this earth, what we do with that time, the relationships we pour our hearts into, our family, and blowouts with your friends. Come on, man, you name it. The bottom line is, when I say I'm just getting started, I mean it as in I've got a lot that I'm working on. 8 months ago, I was... Actually, 9 months ago, I was really heavy into a heroin addiction. Now, things were so bad, I didn't know if I was going to get out. I had already made several suicide attempts. But the woman that I was with, her name was Alexa. Sometimes we called her Alex, sometimes we called her Alexandra. She was a wonderful woman. But, you know, we were in the wrong place at the wrong time too often. And there were warning signs. There were plenty of moments throughout that time of my life where I felt physically pulled in the opposite direction, or like I was being given advice, you know. And I didn't listen to any of it. She was the love of my life for 10 years. And 8 months ago, she passed away on October 15th due to an overdose of heroin. More so than that, there was actually fentanyl in the heroin, which meant that it was laced with much, much harder stuff that, to be honest, even doctors have a hard time weighing out a healthy dose of fentanyl. But, my point is that years back, I was heavy into a heroin addiction. You know, I was drinking my life away. I was robbing and stealing from liquor stores, mom and pop taco shops, stealing their tip jars and sometimes the register money, doing things that I never would have done, things that the drugs made me. And, well, I mean, I've been sober from the drugs for a while now. Thank God. But my girlfriend of 10 years, she didn't make it. The eldest born daughter of a very respectable Christian family, gone. And it's heartbreaking because there were plenty of moments where I could have put my foot down. We all could have put our foot down. We could have said something. We could have used our voice, our actions, to do something about it. And we didn't. And I don't know if it was because we were lazy, or because we didn't want the drama, or what. But look where I am now. I'm playing in two different bands. I have some solo stuff coming up, you know, stay tuned for that, because let me just tell you something I've been sitting on for a while for a reason. It's going to be real heavy, it's going to be real, what's the word I'm looking for, nostalgic, but it's going to have a lot of energy too. It's going to be a musical project that I'm working on, but that's besides the point. That's just some of the things I'm working on. I'm also working on, I've had thought about this new idea called karaoke. I'd like to get together with some of my favorite, you know, artists and even local artists in our musical scene up here in the Inland Empire and the High Desert and the Orange County area. And just come together, you know, hang out, drive around town in the car. Just talk about upcoming shows and new albums that are getting ready to be released. Stories maybe that people have to tell on a recent tour. And then we wrap it up by, you know, singing along to some of our favorite songs. And, you know, just a 10-minute segment or something like that. But it's an idea that I've been thinking about. I'm really excited about it. And I can't wait to get started with that idea. In the meantime, this is the first episode of Pep Talk with Adam Peppers. And I guess that would make me your host, kind of. Me, Adam Peppers. Anyway, the point of this is to hopefully speak on matters that people are too afraid to say, or matters that people desperately, they want to say these things to someone, but they don't have the right person in their life to say it to. Or maybe sometimes they even do have the right person to say it to, but that person wouldn't take it the way they need to take it. This revolves around loneliness. It revolves around heartbreak. It revolves around progress. It revolves around pain and struggle that we face throughout life. It revolves around our adversity. It revolves around us turning our negative thoughts into positive energy that can fuel our dreams. It's about so much more than that. It's about loving your fellow man. It's about being the source of inspiration and encouragement that someone out there needs but doesn't know where to get it. I hope that this will eventually reach people who have struggled with some of the ideas and issues that I'm going to speak about tonight. For instance, there is my ex was with her 10 years and she had been sexually assaulted a few times throughout her life. She didn't trust men for that reason in relationship. However, she could always be really cool friends with guys, you know. For whatever reason, I mean, she was a tomboy to the end. But, I can remember times where me and her would want to get intimate. And she would have this flashback or this moment of hesitation, and I would catch it. And I'd see the pain that was there. And I knew we couldn't go forward, and I wasn't mad, you know. It wasn't about the sex. It was about the fact that she was in pain. And I needed to get her to a level to where she could trust me. To where she could trust herself. To where she could be herself around me without having to worry about me taking advantage. And I never did. I loved her. I was kind. I was gentle. But I mean, even up until the days of her death, I remember thinking, like, now they're here. She's not going to struggle anymore. You know, she's not going to... She's not going to hurt the way she hurt here on Earth. And I have several friends who've been affected by sexual abuse, including my own sister. And to be honest, it disgusts me. Absolutely disgusts me. But I feel that it's something that we need to talk about. Because, and now I'm not downplaying, you know, any of it, but when a woman is sexually abused by a man, he robs her of all of her light, all of her smiles, all of her positive thoughts, all of the things that make her want to have a good day. And what ends up happening is usually some good guy comes along and meets that girl and loves her no matter what, regardless of the pain she's been through. But that's what he's left with. He's left with a broken woman. Someone who can't even be her around the person who she now loves the most. Constantly in doubt about every moment, every move she makes. And I think that's just so wrong. It's so wrong that women have to go through that. That sexual assault and sexual abuse causes such an affection, such an impact on our lives. Not just the life of the victim, but the life of the ones close to the victim. And, you know, if you've been a victim of sexual assault or abuse or rape, you know, I'd like to offer my sincerest apologies. My heart goes out to you. Nobody should ever have to go through that. But I want to tell you also that there is nothing stronger than your soul, your passion, and your drive. You have the strength deep within you to overcome that. To win that fight. To have victory over it. It may not be now or tomorrow or the next day, but you have that power. You're stronger than this. Always keep that in mind. Don't ever let yourself become a prisoner to the thing that happened to you. I've been really depressed, you know, on and off, real manic, up and down. But depressed, you know, for various reasons, because, you know, I've been lonely, you know, without my ex that passed away. But, you know, more than that, I've been thinking about the concept of loneliness and just what that means. I mean, loneliness is a lot more powerful than people give it credit for. Loneliness can almost cripple a person. And that loneliness and depression, they go hand in hand. And I think we all go through depression in some form or another. Loneliness in some form or another. But I think that ultimately, the purpose of our lives, we were put here to meet someone. There's someone in your life, or maybe not in your life, maybe someone that you're going to meet at some point down the road, 10, 20, 15 years from now, 25, 30 years from now. You're going to meet someone, and that person's going to look at you, and their whole life is going to change. Could be you fall in love with them. It could just be they learn a lot from you. Your presence in their life has made an impact for change. Or even in a community. Maybe the point of life is for us to make an impact, not just towards a person, but towards something that we're passionate about. I mean, for the longest time, I've thought about it like, you know, to me, it seems very selfish to live a whole life just to do what you want to do. Okay, me, I love rock and roll. I love metal music. I've been a musician for 14 years now. And, yeah, there's nothing more I'd want to do in the world than become a famous musician. But how selfish is that, you know? Here I am trying to conquer a goal that only meets my needs. Now, there's a lot of people that play benefit shows, you know, and they do what they love, and it's for a good cause, but there's got to be more than that, right? The meaning of life can't just be something that you can work around, right? Mm-mm. I think the meaning of life is, it's its own thing, you know, it can't be tampered with. It's like, everybody has a destiny, and we don't know what it is until we discover it. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I say, you know, we're here to meet someone. Because believe it or not, the most impactful thing I've ever done in my life was meet a single person. Meeting a person can change the way you shape your moral values, the way you spend your time, the way you think in your head, the activities that you do on a daily basis. One person entering your life can change so much. So ultimately, I'd like to say that the purpose of life is to meet people and to meet them with love. And yeah, I mean, I don't think I can say it any better. You know, we need to be met with love. Not with war, not with hostility, you know, not with all this, you know, these refugees going on, you know, where Trump is just having immigration services just tear families apart. Come on. It's absolutely wrong. That's not the type of change we wish to see. But you know what? This is going to impact them. It may impact them to push harder in their life. That's just the way the world works. It's interesting. I always think how interesting it is, the butterfly effect, you know, they say. I mean, it really is a thing. You go on Facebook and read one person's post. That post can play a part in shaping the way you think for the next couple hours. But anyway, I wanted to touch on some of these topics because I honestly feel they're important. And, like I said, this is, you know, I'm just getting started. You know, I'm just getting started with this. I have a few other things in the works. But, our next episode that we do, I aim to have a good friend of mine guest on here. And yeah, we'll go from there. But until then, stay positive. Always remember that you are your best ally and your worst enemy. So if you choose to think positively, you're your best ally. And if you think negatively, you're your worst enemy. There's not a lot of things you have control over in life, but that's one of them. Think positively and be your best ally. All right. Well, that's it for tonight. That's all the time we got. I've got a lot of things to do tomorrow, so I really should call it a night. Thanks for anyone who tuned in to listen. You know, I hope you tune in for the next one. This was more just to give an idea of the things I want to talk about, and you know, I'd love for you to send in some questions, or if any of you want to be a part of the conversation, feel free to reach out to me, and we'll make that happen. Anyway, till next time.